Good morning. On Sunday, the 19th of December, 2021. It would be too easy for me to rhyme off the readings for today. There aren't the normal two that you've heard me announce Sunday by Sunday. Because in truth, we've had five readings today and four hymns. Because today we've had a carol service. A carol service of hymns and lessons. Lessons betraying and telling the story of the Christ child. Starting off in the Old Testament in the book of the prophet Isaiah. And a prophecy about Jesus coming into the world, the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And then a few simple stories and accounts of the Gospels, the Gospel according to St. Luke, and then the Gospel of Matthew, and then ending in the Gospel of John. And different aspects, different views, because how Luke sees the story and tells the story of the baby Jesus is different from how Matthew portrays it. Because in Matthew we heard about the birth. And then in Matthew chapter 2, we heard about the visit of the wise men. But culminating in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. And I suppose this is where I want to talk on the final Gospel reading. And it starts in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And that, if you like, is a little passage, a little paragraph of an introduction into John's Gospel. And in those words, it refers back to Genesis, about how everything started in Genesis 1 and verse 1, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, as it says here in John chapter 1, is a capital W. And we know and believe that that signifies Jesus himself. And I can say that and confirm that because whenever you read down to verse 14, it reads like this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so the Word, again capital W, became flesh, Jesus, and dwelt among us, lived, grew up from a little boy into a man who called disciples to follow him. And as John, the Gospel writer, who I believe was the beloved who rested his head on Jesus' chest, he was closest brother, in a sense, to him. Peter, James and John, the three who were closest to Jesus. And John wrote the Gospel of John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And really that last phrase, those last few words, I want us to think upon. Full of grace and truth. Jesus never lied. He had no sin in him. And so everything that he spoke was and is the truth. But he was also full of grace. You see, the Gospels sit as a bridge between the Old Testament and the Acts of the Apostles and the rest of the New Testament. The Old Testament, which is embodied by law, and law which puts the onus of salvation on self. The law made people responsible. They had to try and be worthy of God by their own efforts, by keeping the law. The Acts of the Apostles and the rest of the New Testament, or what we call the New Testament, is after Jesus has ascended into heaven to be beside his Father on his right-hand side, and he has put his blood on the mercy seat to represent that our sins have been forgiven. And he is now seated on the right-hand side of the Father in heaven, and he is at rest. He has entered into his Sabbath, because the Sabbath that the law talked about was a day, but it was a picture of what Jesus would have when he entered heaven, a Sabbath rest. And Jesus has been resting for nearly 2,000 years since he entered into heaven. And so we have the Old Testament, the Gospels, and the New Testament. But in this part of John chapter 14, the very last few words of John chapter 14, full of grace and truth. So let me read that verse again. And the Word became flesh, Jesus. And sorry, as it reads, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And grace is the unmerited favour of God. Everything that Jesus has done, he came to do, that he lived for, and he has accomplished for us, he gives us freely by grace. And by grace means that we don't have to do anything to earn it. Remember, as I said, the Old Testament was embodied by the law, our efforts. But Jesus came, he fulfilled the law. He was the only person who ever was able to keep every single part of it. He fulfilled the law, and then he died on a cross for you and me, that we might be forgiven. He bore all the torment, all the payment for our sins, because he had no sin to die for himself. But he died for our sin. And he did this by grace. He gave himself. It's the gift of God that we just cannot earn. But he gives it freely. And we are now accepted in the Beloved whenever we believe and receive Jesus. When we believe and receive Jesus. And this is the gospel. This is good news. Because as it says in Ephesians, we are saved by grace through faith. The grace is God's, and the faith even is God's as well. But we believe and receive his grace and his faith, and are born again when we receive of him and from him. And then, as I said, we have the Acts of the Apostles and the teachings of Paul and other writers going on and showing us and teaching us how to move from law into grace, how to realize that we've been forgiven and we're no longer being held to account, but rather we're trusting in Jesus. And the Word became flesh, verse 14 of John chapter 1. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Will you receive Jesus? If you've already received Jesus, then realize that he has set you free. Realize, as I have said before, that on the cross there was an exchange that took place. He took your sin and he gave you his righteousness. And he does that for everyone who will believe and receive. And so when God looks at you, he sees the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He sees you as righteous. We no longer need to look at ourselves and think, am I good enough? What we need to do is Jesus good enough? Does the Father see Jesus as good enough? And the answer is a resounding yes, he does. Well, if he sees Jesus good enough, then so are we. Because the Bible tells us in 1 John that as he is, talking about Jesus, so are we in this world. And so because God sees Jesus, because the Father sees Jesus as being good enough, then if he's good enough, we are good enough in him. And so whatever your situation is, whatever it is that you're thinking of, you think you're not good enough, you're a failure, you fall short, you've let him down, you've done whatever. Rather than looking at yourself, look to Jesus. And is Jesus good enough? Is Jesus strong enough? Has Jesus sinned? No, he hasn't. Then if he hasn't, then neither have I. Because that's what God sees. He sees Christ in us, the hope of glory. And all of that is totally unmerited favour of God. Total blessing of God. It is his grace. And it is the truth. And it's the nearly too good to be true good news. But it is true. It is the truth to all who will believe and receive. So let me go back to verse 1 of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are no longer in the darkness because we, as born-again Christians, we have comprehended the light and the life of Jesus. And we have received him and so have moved from darkness into light. We have moved from where we used to be lost forever, saved in Jesus. We are now in Christ. We are now in life. We are now in light. Because we have beheld his glory and received him. So I want to encourage you today as we all approach Christmas, as we remember and celebrate Jesus coming into the world, that you see him for who he is. I encourage you to read John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, and to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. To know that the Lord Jesus is full of grace and truth. And that is for you. You have been forgiven. You are now in the Beloved, in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.